good morning. Good to see everybody here today. Now, this kind of summer temperature I can deal with, right? We'll take this all summer long. It's good to have everybody here this morning. I hope and pray that you have had a blessed and God-centered week. We continue to be excited and blessed here in what God does with us and for us. He continues to grow his church family. And today we have a very, just a very unique testimony. It was back in April of 2016. I was in my office, and Linda came back to me, and she said, there's a lady here who just walked in, and she said she's lost. I said, okay. Now, it's funny to get the backstory to that, because Linda, when she told her that initially, said, well, this is Route 1. Are you familiar with that right out here? To which she responded, no, I know where I am, but there's something in life that I'm missing, and I just feel like I was drawn into this place today. 3 hours later, she prayed to receive Christ as her Savior. And this morning, come on up here, Lynn. This morning, Lynn came. She talked with me this past week, and she says, I feel like I want to be part of this family. And I said, well, amen for that. So she stands before you today. You know how we do things here. Take a week to pray over her. And her joining, if there's anything you'd like to come talk to me about throughout the week, you can do that. Just schedule that meeting with me. But this morning, we just are going to pray over Lynn. So thankful for you. And then we'll continue on with our service. So let's bow our heads here this morning. Father, we come before you, and I thank you again for your goodness. I thank you that you reach out and you pull on the heartstrings of mankind. And what a testimony this young lady has. And I thank you for her, for bringing her to your saving graces. And then for giving us the blessing of having her in our midst. Father, we ask that you would continue to guide and order our steps as your church. I pray the same for Lynn. Have your hand upon her and all that she does, that she would grow into a mighty weapon for your kingdom. In the name of Jesus, we ask it. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you very much. I was reading through in preparation for the sermon this morning, and there was just a portion of scripture that I read over again this morning. And I wanted to share with you, and the thought behind these verses for me is, aren't you glad that God doesn't hold our past against us? Aren't you glad in the sense that he gives us the grace and the mercy to be forgiven and to repent and to return and to come back to him? And as I read through Deuteronomy 30, verses 1 through 6, as Moses was speaking to the Israelites, just for me, my life kept flashing back in front of me. I want to read these verses to you here this morning. Now it shall come to pass when all these things come upon you, the blessing and the curse which I have set before you, and you call them to mind among all the nations where the Lord your God drives you, and you return to the Lord your God and obey his voice according to all that I command you today, you and your children, with all your heart and with all your soul, that the Lord your God will bring you back from captivity and have compassion on you, and gather you again from all the nations where the Lord your God has scattered you. If any of you are driven out to the farthest parts under heaven, from there the Lord your God will gather you, and from there he will bring you. Then the Lord your God will bring you to the land which your fathers possessed, and you shall possess it. He will prosper you and multiply you more than your fathers. And the Lord your God will circumcise your heart and the heart of your descendants to love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul, that you may live. Aren't you glad for the compassion of our God this morning? So thankful that he doesn't give us what we deserve, but he's given us what we need. And as we begin our services this morning, I just want to encourage you just to bow your hearts into the privacy and the stillness of your own minds and your heart. Offer that thanks to the Lord this morning. Thank you so much, Father, for your compassion and grace. Almighty, infinite Father, we do come before your throne of grace and mercy and power. And God, I do personally, I thank you and I praise you that you are the God of compassion. I thank you that in spite of where I had wandered and where I went, you called me back to yourself. You granted me forgiveness. You clothed me with a robe of righteousness. I thank you, Father, that as we read through Scripture, whether it be in Deuteronomy or whether it be in the Gospels or whether it be in the epistles of Paul, whatever, wherever we read, that grace and that compassion is at the forefront. I just praise you for your love. And I pray, Father, for those who are here this morning, we all have wandered in some capacity. We've all turned aside. But I pray that today would be a day that we're drawn back, called back, and that we willingly return back to the foot of your throne. That we would serve you with all of our heart, with all of our might. That we would love you with all of our strength. God, we need you in this nation. We need you in this world. We need you in this room this morning. Father, I pray that you would be exalted. I pray that you would work, just have freedom to work in the hearts of man. I thank you that you continue to add to your kingdom growth. Father, I pray that we'd be active and fervent about that work. We invite your presence. We need your presence here this morning. And pray that you would have complete control of all things that are uttered and sung and all things that are done. To the glory of our Almighty Father, we pray this. In the name of Jesus, we pray this in all things. And for your holy name's sake, we ask all these things. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. We're going to ask everybody to please stand, and we're going to praise the Lord this morning with an awesome song. It says in Hebrews 1:4 that he hath by inheritance obtained a more excellent name. Let's sing, Blessed Be the Name. Blessed be the name. You've got to smile. God is blessed. Come on, here we go.
His name above all names shall stand, exalted forevermore. And God the Father's own right hand, where he shall host adore. Blessed be the name. Blessed be the name.
Blessed be God's name. And if you feel blessed this morning, say amen. Oh, what a beautiful day, isn't it? Wow. But any time we're in God's house, it's a beautiful day anyway. Amen. She's still in the Guilford house. Terry, my wife, for those who don't know, she broke her ankle 3 weeks ago tomorrow. Called me this morning. Didn't sleep at all last night because the pain is still pretty bad in her foot. So pray for her and strength and for physical therapy, and appreciate any prayers. It's very helpful, and she feels them. If you're a visitor or haven't been here in a while, there's a connection card in the pew in front of you. Please fill that out and put it in the offering plate as the ushers come by in just a minute. Now, it's men's Bible study in August. August is pretty short. Stay tuned, men, for that. Breakfast on Saturday, August 12th at 9 o'clock. There's a sign-up sheet in the foyer. So, guys, it's always a great time. It's always a great message from pastor there, fellowship, and food. So put your name on that list and plan on coming. Back in the bulletin, Awana Leaders Meeting is on Tuesday, August 8th at 7 o'clock. So all Awana leaders getting ready to gear up for the fall season. Plan on being here for that. And also, Ray, if you want to put up on the screen, on Wednesday evening, Pastor is doing the study, and it's on the attributes of God. There is a little announcement about that in your bulletin, but you know, everybody is getting over the end, you know, through the middle of the week, and it's always good to get some more strength from God's word. And as always, Pastor delivers a tremendous message and a prayer time doing that too. Let's all stand, and as we do, the ushers come forward, and we'll Deuteronomy 30:19. Let's go ahead and do that together now. Tom, would you lead us in a prayer?
Point in our service, we come to you and we ask you to bless the gift and the giver as we give to you a portion of that which you so blessed to give to us. We pray that you will continue to use them to bring you honor and glory. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Calling, have you come to the end of yourself?
says in Philippians 2:9-11, wherefore God also hath highly exalted him and given him a name that's above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Can I get a witness? Say amen. Amen. Let's sing all hail the power of Jesus' name. Excited about joining the everlasting song and praising God forever, say amen. Boy, it's easy for us to not think about that. Eternity. It's one of the things I always try and tell the teens. Your life is a flash. But if you know Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, forever. Forever. It's a tough concept for us to even think about that amount of time. But forever, we will serve Him. Let's sing this song. I hope your hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness this morning.
My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust. Trust in Jesus. Before the throne.
love you, Lord. Use pastor as he brings your word to help us to have our hearts open.